button has been pushed. We can start the thing. Woohoo!
We can start the thing.
We can start the thing and talk about the stuff.
No way.
All the things?
All the things. And the stuff. And the potatoes.
So do we want to have any sort of special intro for this of like, hi?
We're just going to play a kazoo interlude of
World of Warcraft. You know what I want is one of those little automaton thingies that looks like the little music note, and you like squeeze the little mouth and rub your fingers across the shaft.
I don't know what that means. What? Are you describing an instrument or what?
It's a musical instrument.
It's
called an automaton. It's really cute. Google
that
it.
You covered the holes with your finger on the shaft? Because that's what you just said.
Well, kind of. I mean, when you describe it that way, as I do, it's completely and wildly inappropriate. But it makes really cute music noises. And suddenly, since my dog must have known that I pushed the record button because he's been sleeping on my footrest and he has just now risen from his...
He knows it's time to start some shit.
Exactly.
He doesn't bark, though. He's a good boy.
He's just going to cuddle.
He's just going to puff and sniff and lick.
Is he 12?
Today is his birthday and he's 11.
Oh, birthday puppy.
He's a birthday pupper.
Birthday pupper.
Yeah.
That should actually be episode 0. Happy birthday, pupper.
Happy birthday, pupper.
Happy birthday to you, Chihuahua.
He's just looking at me like, Mom, are you high?
Mama, please make them stop. They're retarded. It's contagious.
I mean, he probably caught that years ago. He's cute, but he doesn't.
That is around the same time we met, so it makes sense.
Oh, and there he goes. First snake must creep into the lab. Hi, Bubba. I don't know if you guys can hear him snoofing.
No, we can't hear him. Can you imitate the sound though, so I can?
The.
Oh, so he's like the worgen in the auction house.
Yes. That's exactly what he's doing right now because he's looking for candy wrappers on my desk.
Perfect.
Uh-oh. I made my computer angry.
Haven't you been making it angry with SimCraft all night?
Yeah. Well, now I'm trying to do the world boss, which was a really dumb idea.
Oh, yeah, it's
but
Tuesday.
But I succeeded.
Huzzah!
It is Tuesday.
Huzzah! I don't even know which boss it is. I haven't looked.
It's Calamitous.
Have we seen that one before?
It's the one in Azuna near the mages. The dead mages. It's just south of Shackler's Den flight path.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it the one that's like out in the water?
Nope. It's the one... So if you take the Shackler's Den flight path and you go south on the path and you go up to where the elites are.
Ah.
That's where it is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Fun times. I haven't even logged in to check and see if I got another legendary so I can make Josh angry.
I got 0, so, you know, if you get one, you're doing better than me.
I mean, I have 2 that I like. I'm not greedy. I'm not going to push my luck because I'm not going to get anything better than the Lust Ring.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, no, it's business law for everyone.
Right.
Y'all talk about all these legendaries, and I'm over here sitting like, perfect weapon.
I have better gear than I should for the content that I run, because, you know, RNG is nice to me, and nice to my mage for silly reasons.
Oh my god, it's because you're, like, tangentially are involved with people that work at Blizzard. That's totally how that works. They just flagged your account. Isn't that right?
There's just a button that
have
they flick
free
of
shit.
Like.
Click. That's how it works. I remember back in the good old days. That's how anything good ever happened.
So I think what they did is they turned the button on for me and they turned it off for Josh because I get all the drops of all the things and he gets nothing. And it's always a really bad one. I'm like, oh my god, I got the thing! And then I turn around and I see this sad little puppy face. Like, I just kicked him in the shin.
Aww.
And then he doesn't talk to me for 5 minutes. So, I guess we should pretend to do actual talking things.
Pretending.
I don't know. I don't know. How long have you guys been playing WoW?
I started in college playing. I think it was like 2 months after Wrath of the Lich King started. I started like December 1st, just before I left on break, and been playing since. Honestly, I took a couple mini breaks, but sub never lapsed at all. So
I started playing on August 17th of 2011 for Cataclysm. I remember that I decided to finally play WoW as part of my, I've only ever done what other people want me to do with my life, and now it's my turn to decide what I get to do with my life and how I want to spend my time, and I chose WoW. And I chose WoW for my birthday and downloaded all the things, and it's been a part of my life ever since.
Yeah.
Nice.
I started playing August 8th, and it was a Friday night. And I only remember this because I went to go buy Burning Crusade, because this was a couple months before Wrath came out. And because Blizzard was closed on the weekend, I couldn't upgrade to Burning Crusade until that Monday. So I made a undead warlock for like 3 days, and then I made KT that Monday, and she's still my baby.
Nice.
Aww. Yeah. Aww. I've had a couple of breaks. I stopped playing. I decided I wanted to be a hardcore raider in Cataclysm, so I transferred Alliance side to another server and had the worst life experience I have ever had in and out of the game. Decided that that wasn't for me after we killed Nefarian, and I transferred back to my original server and then stopped playing for like 10 months and played Rift instead, but didn't let my sub lapse the whole time. And then I took another long break during Warlords because I was busy looking for a job in California and then moving to California and being all in love in California.
What are your priorities even? What?
Right?
What? I mean, you shelved WoW for life? What?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to accept this.
But no, it's a total casual. I'm the worst.
So, I guess on progression rating, have we all dabbled in like really hardcore progression, or is it just really me? Because I have a US 50 kill with Ragnaros, and then a US 28 for Madness of Deathwing.
I had a US 23 kill for Nefarian.
Very nice.
Or I should say I was in the guild for the US 23 kill. I got sat for Nefarian.
Aww.
For the first kill. And
you weren't a feral druid?
No, I was still on my mage. The GM didn't like me because I killed everybody this one time.
Oh.
You know how you like have to jump into the room into Nefarian?
Mm-hmm.
And I had Citrina buff frames. Do you remember that back in the day? Well, they Blizzard changed the UI so you couldn't use buff frames anymore and like right click stuff off. So mm-hmm. I had jumped out and slow fall down and couldn't right click slow fall. So I ice blocked, which, you know, totally helped the situation. And I was this flying ice block into Nefarian, and I couldn't type cancel aura fast enough. And I pulled the boss, and I killed everybody, and yeah.
Oopsies.
It's a great story, but oh god, I was very embarrassed, and I was also on the shit list forever.
We were trialing a priest healer for Syndragosa back in Lich King. So even though I started in Wrath, by the end of Lich King, I was working on the heroic content. I never did quite get Lich King, but I did get all of the bosses on heroic before the end. So I consider my first expansion very good. But we are trialing this new holy priest. And on Syndragosa, where you had the rest of the raid stack along the edge in the back of the room, and then you had the people with the icebox come forward on the steps at designated spots. Well, the holy priest decided they weren't going to stand at the back of the room, and they stood right at the correct spot, and they chained the ice block to the entire raid. They did not come back for the next raid. Because it would have been a mistake if they did it once. No. They did it twice. And so I had the screenshots as proof, and they did not come back for a second raid.
Wow.
That's pretty great.
So yeah. Do you imagine just getting sit? No. You weren't kicked from the guild on your first night on a trial.
No, I did, however, end up in, I clicked a dire brew remote on Vezix.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know what it was because I'm still pretty new to WoW. Like, as soon as I hit, I started playing that August of 08, and then I think I hit max level in like January, and basically as soon as I hit max level, I was like, raiding is a thing. This is amazing. This is what I want to do with the rest of my gaming existence. And so I switched guilds a few times until I was in the top one on my server, which was like a US 200 guild, nothing amazing, but you know, they cleared everything in good time.
Oh, certainly.
And my trial with them was in Ulduar, and they had already killed normal and hard modes. I think they had done 3 lights, 2 lights or something like that. They hadn't done 1 light or 0 yet. But we were on Vezix hard mode, and somebody put down Direbrew remote, and I clicked it, and they pulled. And I was like,
oops.
Guys, I got a loading screen. What? Yeah, I'm in a... There's some dwarves here? What's going on? Oh god, you clicked the remote. I didn't know what it did. I was like crying because it was so funny, but I was also ridiculously embarrassed and amazed that I didn't get kicked.
Oh man.
Yeah. Like, I was in that guild for like 4 years. They never let me live it down.
Oh my god.
That's a sign of a good guild, I guess.
Yeah, they were a good guild. I miss them a lot, actually. But they basically have completely ceased raiding, and my work and life situation changed so much so many times over the years that I just couldn't raid with them anymore. I tried. Like, I even tried running a separate group for a while before I finally packed my bags and went to an Australian server for a while because I was working nights and I couldn't raid with them. Aussie raiding was awesome.
Because, I can imagine.
Well, like, everybody in my guild was Australian, and they had, like, 400 ping, and I had, like, 5 ping. So it was great.
I was like, whoa, how are you so good at this game? You're like, just good. Just good.
Yeah.
That's how that happened, right? Yeah.
Something like that. Pretty much.
So, I guess my raiding experience hasn't that amazing. I mostly PvP, so, I mean, we got together and worked on our, you know, raiding and everything, but the only time I got to raid was for Siege of Orgrimmar, and that was pretty fun. I was a druid tank, guardian druid. It was awesome. Bears are awesome. I was not always the best tank. There's definitely a time where I pulled accidentally by clicking on a warlock portal as we were explaining the fight. And it was like, oh, I guess we're just going to do the fight now. And this was like after we had just wiped and no one had pre-potted or anything. So Yeah, we just started the fight and downed it. So nice. I guess that worked. Yeah.
That is how you win fights.
That's how you win fights. Just Katie accidentally click on the, you know, portal while, you know, jumping around, half listening to what needs to be done. Yeah, it was a good time.
Sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Gotta have some fun.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
I think
we're... So you mentioned you're typically in PvP.
I am.
What do you typically do? I mean, how far have you gotten? Do you
2200, and it's my hunter. It was a fun time. That was back when you just deleted healers.
So back not in like my right day. Now where healers delete you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In Legion, healers delete you.
Hey, turnabout is fair play, right?
Totally. Yeah, so that was with my hunter, and then I'll have to say this, it's not many people can say this, but I'm an altaholic, and so I had a lot of characters I sort of got to max level, and one of the loves I always had was for my resto druid, and I never really took it seriously because back then it was like, oh no, resto druid dog shit, it's bad, they're no good in PvP, and then I was just like, I don't know, man, this feels pretty strong, this is a lot stronger than people realize. No, that's just a PvE healer. And anyway, I ended up switching to resto healing in PvP, which most people were just like, oh my god, how could you, and you know, we still were kicking it, so yeah, so now I'm a resto, now I'm a druid,
super strong.
Yes. And of course, now I'm not playing Aresto. Now I'm playing Feral Druid because it's always my dream in every expansion to always play the class and the spec that's terrible. Feral's not terrible. It's not terrible. See, Feral Burst is insane. Feral Burst is insane. But it's...
And the pressure from the bleeds is not to be underestimated either.
Yeah, bleed them all out. Yeah, but it's...
Feral for it's the no frost to get the feral artifact on my druid, and I have no idea. Like, I had to switch to bear to finish the instance.
Feral is not like feral is not intuitive at all, in my opinion. Like, I
know
this is what happens to me every expansion. I'll be like, okay, I'm actually gonna be the feral druid. It's like, all right, Katie, go be a feral druid, watch her. And what will inevitably happen is, I'm just not, like, the playstyle doesn't make sense to me, really. Like, I mean, I understand it, but it's melee, it's, like, hybrid, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Then, why did I do this to myself again? Every expansion, I think I'm going to be a feral druid. Yeah, pretty much. I just want to be a cat, okay? That's all I wanted to be.
I've come from being I started off as a priest, and when I made my foray into DPS as Shadow, I stuck with it because A, I had a priest at max, and B, dot specs just seem so much fun, and just constantly managing them. And if you could do it properly, especially when I started, the rewards were huge. I mean, Shadow kind of sucked, but then I started, you know, Cataclysm was when I really started playing DPS, and Shadow was like the king spec. You could do anything and everything any other spec could, almost. You just couldn't burst on Spine. So they made me play Discipline for that fight, but whatever. So going into Feral, it was ridiculous.
Holy no! But so days.
When I started playing Druid, I was like, oh, I'll try Kitty. I'll see how it goes. And the bleeds, actually, I love it. It's just frustrating because unlike, you know, mana and everything, where you can just, oh, okay, well, I have to refresh this dot, I'll just do it now. You have to be like, okay, I have so many combo points with so much energy, can I refresh now? Can I get another ferocious bite in before I need to refresh? Was it Rip? And it was just this weird concept that you couldn't refresh a dot when you wanted to, and it frustrated me beyond all end. So I never really went back to playing it.
Yeah, energy management and combo point management is very interesting when you need to be keeping up your buffs. It's like, oh, I really want to do savage roar, man. Gotta keep up my savage roar. Like, it's like, I don't know. Can be fun.
That's my issue. Like I've never been able to do feral or play a rogue. Combo points were just always like so beyond me because I want to refresh my dots whenever I feel like it, or you know, cast and do stuff. And do stuff on cooldown. Which is why I liked DK. DK is my melee of choice for sure.
Smashy, smashy, smashy.
Smashy, smashy. And blood boil everything. But I haven't touched my DK since, like, Kata. No, Mist. It had to be Mist because I have challenge mode gear on her.
Gotcha.
That was, challenge mode, that surge is so nice looking. Oh.
Yeah, I have the mage one and I have the DK one, and I got carried to weapons for warlords.
I'm not gonna say anything, the great kindness of my guildies.
I have the warrior challenge mode set and the monk one, which I tanked both of them. The monk one, I was a brewmaster main for most of Pandaria, so it was super easy to go in through with a decent healer and just cruise through the whole place. The warrior, I leveled up my warrior to, I think, what level cap was 90 at that point? Or was it 100? It was 90. 95? I can't remember.
85 was Kata, 90 was Mist.
Mist, so it must have been 90.
Yeah.
And my warrior was 90 for a week and a half, maybe, before I started walking into challenge modes, and we just cruised through. I think it took us, we were doing one night a week, and we played for 2.5 hours each night. I think it took us 2.5 weeks to finish out all the challenge modes, and that was really fun, because I had my, you know, warrior that was not statistically set perfect. Like, I didn't have all those gem slots. I didn't have the right stats to make it work. So it was really fun.
Didn't
to
have the cape.
Yeah, didn't have the cape. Well, I mean, it didn't work in challenge mode, so what does it matter?
Well, it was still a good stat stick, though.
It was all normalized, yeah. So you more wanted the right stats as opposed to, you know, a lot of stats, and so I didn't have a high crit, high mastery at that time. I just had gear, whatever I could find. I didn't have the perfect trinkets, and so it was interesting to figure out how to change up to take account for those faults, I guess, in my gear, and really just cruise through. It was fun.
Yeah. So
I guess we've talked about what we've done in the past. You know, what are we all doing now? I know I'm crazy casual now, but
yeah,
I still try to play hardcore.
The casual hero, I guess. I don't know. It's weird because I haven't raided since Foundry, and it literally took me a year to get used to not raiding. Like, I didn't really know what to do in the game, which is why I kind of like took a break. Because I would log in and do, like, garrison missions and then log out because I didn't know what else to do. There wasn't really much for me to do. I didn't have a challenge mode team, and, you know, 5-man content was trivial, so there wasn't anything for me to do, so I just would log out. But now there's Mythic Pluses, and those are great.
They are a lot of fun.
Pugging's kind of a chore, but the fact that I can feel like there's linear progression in some capacity if I feel like it, or I can just be lazy and do plus twos all week.
Hey, nothing wrong with being lazy doing plus twos, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I got my legendary out of my cash.
See? Hey, you're being rewarded.
Exactly.
What does this game expect from you? RNG gods, come on.
Yeah,
I have
always a chance at an upgrade.
And I love that about it, that you aren't just like, oh, you get your piece and then you're done. Like, you can always try harder for more.
Try harder, get good. Get better stuff.
Pretty much.
I have a guild that I get to run these things consistently with. They're actually really my schedule, which is awesome. Like, I'm like, I don't know, I can't play WoW. They're like, okay, fine. Like, we have other people. It's like, oh, okay. You know, that's good. I don't feel like I'm holding anyone back. I want to get back into PvP this expansion because I miss it. I thought this was going to be the expansion that I was going to only do PvE, and I'm like, I was wrong. Please, take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Love me.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, I need to be back in the zone of axing, you know, the opposite faction and destroying people in RBGs, because that's my true passion, RBGs.
I've never run
they
one.
They were super fun.
Oh my god, they're so fun. Yeah,
that's what I've heard. But
they're the most fun.
It's the most fun PvP because it's not like, it's, there's still strategy to it, but when you do threes, it's so much like weird cooldown management and like math that you're trying to do at the same time, which can be fun. Like, I'm not saying it's not, but with RBGs, there's enough of that on, like, the unknown or the unexpected variable that keeps it interesting. And, you know, there's so, like, I mean, you're fighting with, there are 20 people on the board, basically. And so you never know who's going to be focusing who, or, like, who's, you know, who has what cooldown next. Like, I mean, you sort of have an idea, but it's less predictable, in my opinion. That's what makes it fun. Yeah, it's a little bit more chaotic, which, I don't know, I think that creates a lot of energy and excitement in a game.
And there's actually like mechanics that you're trying to organize as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, imagine if, so like in Overwatch, you know how there's like the 3v3 thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of like, that's like the idea of arena. Whereas like RBGs, it's like you have an objective. It's like you need to capture the flags, or you need to do this or that. And like, that's what RBGs does. It's like, you need to capture the flag. You need to be holding these 3 points, you know. It's just, it keeps it interesting. So it's not only about, you know, who can blow up who first, although that does help greatly, but it's like, who can defend
chaos,
things?
Which is...
Yes. Organized chaos.
Battlegrounds, which are just chaos. And
yeah. And which, spotters.
I mean,
and...
I will go in and do once in a while just because it's kind of funny. I don't want to see people be angry.
Well, that's where you go if you want to see people get mad. You know what I really would love to see today, darling? Let's go queue into a battleground. I need to see some salt right at the source. This is
pure
where you go to mine it.
Salt.
Pure unrefined salt.
I thought that was the Overwatch forums regarding Bastion.
But they had to come from somewhere first.
That's true.
That's just all, like, just all moved over from
it's
Salt
the,
Bastion.
The wrinkly old grandfather of the salt mines.
Back Monday used to be a Morson Gulch, and people would have gear that did a scale probably.
Back in my day, Alterac Valley lasted 6 days.
Jesus, and I wish that was only a joke.
I've heard stories.
People
about
would
those.
Log out and log back in, and the fight would be still happening like a week later. The same one.
Yep.
Same battle.
Same one.
Yeah. Back in the good old days. Can we talk about that for a second? When people are, man, like, WoW was so good in the beginning and so bad now. You're like, bruh, you just have ennui, okay? Like, it was fun back in the day because I was like, we had time to do everything and it was super cool. And it was like the only game that was doing that at the time. But who wants to be in Alterac Valley for friggin' 6 days? Not me. I don't know about you guys, but not me.
In comparison to stories I have heard from, like, EverQuest, 6 days in Alterac Valley was a walk in the park.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, it's comparatively.
Exactly.
Yeah, and who cares about EverQuest now? Let's be honest here.
I don't know. I've never played it.
Yeah. I played it a little bit. I got beaten by the blacksmith boss. So if your craft level wasn't high enough... If you failed making a recipe, it would do damage to you.
What?
And yeah. And sometimes the forge could kill you. And the servers, I would say, like, who been killed what by most? Like, there was like a leadership. There was like a leaderboard for players or things that did the most damage or kills. Forge number one. Forge was the killer of all players.
That's funny.
Get good at crafting, son.
That sounds funny, but in the moment I think it would be quite horrible, which is why, you know, things don't usually do that these days.
Well, especially and see, if that's you a had good... to re-level your character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And see, that's and actually that's an important segue, because this whole podcast is about talking about what design things work and what design things don't work. Things that don't work, an NPC thing that's part of, you know, you building up your character that could possibly kill you, so you have to re-level. Let's not do that.
I mean, WoW beta, I think, had that. It didn't survive beta, of course.
Thankfully.
Somebody knew what they were doing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's interesting how we WoW and vanilla was so much better than EverQuest, and you know, people go, well, WoW then is so much better than now. Well, WoW's always been about simplifying the MMO experience. What was silly and tedious, how can we make that streamlined and fun and interesting? And so you went from EverQuest, where things took freaking forever, and you know, as much as we look back and how grindy WoW, you know, the original WoW was, I mean, that's nothing compared to, I mean, now it's nothing nowhere near that hard, but compared to EverQuest and the games beforehand, it was so much easier. Like, you had people were saying that they ground out mobs in what, EPL and Blasted Lands. Or no, not Blasted Lands. Where's the Silithus? For like, you know, days and days and days to get to 60. And that was easier than EverQuest. Like, at least that's what I'm told. I never did play EverQuest.
I had a buddy who did, and he had interesting stories because he was like 13 when he was playing EverQuest. and his job was like to go in and pull raid bosses. And pull them and kite them to the raid group and then die gloriously.
I have succeeded in bringing you this deadly creature. Splat.
Pretty much.
Whatever works.
Was he
it's
bard?
Like out of combat rezzers.
Right, yeah.
I think so. Maybe a bard.
Yeah, because there is a story. See, I'll have to admit, I feel like I've heard more EverQuest stories than I have heard WoW stories, but maybe I'm just, I don't know, a little bit more in tune with the EverQuest stories. But there was a time where there was like a group of players that kept on trying to gank another group of players. And these were like some really high leveled players. And in the area that they're in, there were like these really high level like creatures that couldn't be killed by a group. And this little, like, level 8 bard decides he's had about enough of this, sir, and starts kiting these giants into, like, this village where all these, like, jerks are, right? The giants just kill everybody. It was great. Like, and this is, like, a story that I heard one time, like, at a bar. Like, I don't know. It's just EverQuest in a nutshell. It's just, like, let's kite giant monsters so they can devastate people unexpectedly, because those people are jerks. That's how you do. In EverQuest. To admit, the story was a lot more funny when someone else was telling it to me. It's not really that good when I'm saying
it's
it.
Like telephone, it's like telephone, the details I've read some articles about top 10 crazy moments in WoW and crazy moments in EverQuest, and there's some weird ones. Like, my favorite is this mob that couldn't be killed, but like a server as a whole decided to try and go kill it, and they got really, really close, and then I think Sony just went in and despawned the thing because it wasn't supposed to be able to die. And they just said it was a bug.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
I I feel like they should have been rewarded for as like a whole server getting organized to kill one thing. I mean, I don't know, man. Pretty impressive.
You'd think, but I guess not. I don't know. I always admire creative endeavors from players because, you know, they're gonna do things that people never thought of.
The player base is just... You know, get to the end. You know, how can we look at this at a completely different way that the developers never saw to win? And that's what you see for a lot of the... Some of the crazy boss strats. I mean, the most recent that I can think of was, well, even currently, I mean, you talk about Helia and purposely letting a tank die so that you didn't have to deal with mechanics. Like, how crazy is that to organize your battle reses and make sure that you're, as a group, so in tune and know your battle res timers that you can res, you know, essentially sacrifice the character just so you can avoid other mechanics. Like, that's crazy. And that happened on Archimonde, and that happened, I don't think it happened before that, but...
I think it's interesting how the utilization on Archimonde was acceptable, but Helia wasn't, but because of the outcome from, like, what those deaths caused, because one just delayed the timer, the other one stopped the timer completely. So.
Right. Well, the one kept it from something spawning, and the other one, and the second instance, kept it from ever happening again. And that was the difference.
Right.
Whereas if you don't see the second event versus you still have to keep killing your tank each time, I think that was where the split came.
Yeah.
And when you realize that it's like the platforms on Lich King, you know. The fact that they came back up and you completely ignore the rest of the fight by, you know, standing on the edge of the platforms, or, you know, the platforms come up and you don't have to worry about the Valkyrs, you got to know something's bugged at that point. You got to figure out why it's happening so you don't do it. At least that's what you should do, but if it means you get the world first kill, how do you know it was a bug, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the kind of weird things is that because of the way testing is done for end bosses, you don't get that same kind of testing levels from that you do from public exposure, and that's where those bugs find ways that, you know, QA didn't think of, just because there's suddenly hundreds of more people doing the testing.
Right. And that's where you get the, you know, the allure of the end boss, the mystery, the secretism versus the, you know, what was it, Rodden? That was such a letdown as a mythic-only boss because people walked in and realized, oh, well, brewmasters can just avoid the mechanics because shuffle counts as active mitigation. Okay, well, we'll just bring a brewmaster tank and avoid the whole tanking aspect of the fight.
Yeah.
That's how we got it.
Yep. Well, that's how most guilds got it, honestly. I mean, it was silly not to bring a brewmaster in, even if it was a lesser geared one, just because it was so much easier.
Yeah, I mean, our main tank was a brewmaster, so we were lucky there, and he was really, really, really good at being a brewmaster. Like, he soloed, I think, like, the last 10% of Jikun one night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he was just unkillable. It was stupid.
I had a couple of things like that. Maybe not 10%, but definitely some, like, everybody else is dead, but I'm just going to kill the boss because I, you know, I'm a brewmaster.
I'm just not going to die today.
Just not going to die today.
I didn't want to run back, so I'm just not going to die.
And DKs would do that too. It's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm just going to kill things now by myself. You're like...
Yeah, exactly. Self-healing is so incredibly underrated as a tank. And if it's too strong, it makes it overpowered so quickly. But if that's your class fantasy, you know, how do you balance that, you know, versus feeling useful versus not feeling useful? You you need
to make sure. Same thing goes for what was it, Vengeance from Kata?
Into oh gosh.
Vengeance DPS, Jesus.
Here I'm gonna be a tank and do 3 times the DPS of the most of the next best just because I found a way to abuse a mechanic.
Yeah. It was I mean it was cool because like you had something to strive for, then I didn't die this time and I didn't lose aggro. So, I liked the theory of it, but when it kind of negated the need for DPS entirely, it's like, yeah, something's wrong here. Because that's usually the metric of like, you're a bad DPS. Well, I'm still doing more DPS than the tank. Her.
Lulz. Well, I think it was Malakrok where I would use, I would just, as a brewmaster myself, I would just solo soak the whole phase. Okay, that's cool. And then after you get out of that, you have so much vengeance that you just literally destroy. I mean, I was doing, in those moments after that phase, I would do, 4 times the damage of the next best DPS for a while and just skyrocket to the top. And, there was a rep paladin in my guild who would scream every single week as I just flew past him at that point. I'm like, I'm sorry. Clever use of game mechanics.
Yep.
It wasn't reasonable. It was awful, but it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Make it healthy.
Like I said, it was a good concept, but it wasn't one that
good
should...
Good concept, poor execution.
Yes. Or...
So, anything else, anybody?
I think this is a good place to call it quits for tonight. It's getting late, and I'm getting stink eye from the birthday dog.
Birthday dog, he knows too. He's like, Mom, you're supposed to give me a nice dinner. It's my birthday.
Mama,
where's my cupcake? Love me.
Alrighty, ladies, it has been a pleasure, and we will.
It has been a wonderful pleasure.
Reconvene next time.
Sounds good.